Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which is simultaneously also a very informative hadith, narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this hadith is about perpetuity in hell and the reason why certain people will remain in hell for eternity. You know, a lot of times people ask, or they object and say that it's impossible for a person to remain in hell for all of eternity, perpetually. And it's because this is contrary to God's, you know, justice. A person may have sinned for 40 years, he may have sinned for 50 years, for 100 years, for 200 years. In any case, the time and the time period in which he sinned was limited. So why is it that these people, you know, even if they're, you know, very evil people, very bad people, why is it that they will remain in hell forever? It doesn't make sense. In this beautiful hadith, the Imam, alayhi salam, he addresses this question and he answers it in a very logical and in a very rational manner. The Imam says, the people of the fire will be kept permanently in the fire because their intentions in the world were such that if they were to live forever therein, they would disobey Allah forever. Meaning these people in this world, they loved to sin, you know, and they had no intention of ever stopping sinning, you know, and if they were given the chance to live in this world forever, they would always sin, right? So keeping in mind the intention of these individuals, right? You know, innamal a'malu binniyat, actions are assessed, the value of an action and its weight, regardless of whether the action is good or bad, it's always assessed based on the intention of the person. So here, because the intention of these people was that if they remained in this world forever, they would continue sinning, God Almighty, He recompenses them with khulud finnar, right? With remaining forever in hell. In continuation, the Imam says, and verily the people of paradise will also be made to remain in paradise permanently because their intentions in this world were to obey Allah, if only they were to live there forever. So it is due to their intentions that these and those have their permanent residence. So God Almighty, also the people who were good people, you know, they always... they had the intention to always be good. And they said, you know, in the back of their minds, it was, you know, there's something, it was in the back of their minds, they believed that if, or they wished that if they could live forever, they would always be good people. They would always worship Allah and obey Allah, listen to His ordinances, and so on and so forth. Following this, the Imam, alayhi salam, he said the following. He recited the word of Allah, the Exalted. Say, everyone acts according to his character. قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ And said that it means according to his intention. Meaning everybody acts according to his intention. Meaning the action of this person is actually has an affinity with his intention. And because the intention was to sin, you know, for all of eternity, that action also, being similar to it, is almost like it is a sin which lasted for all of eternity, and consequently, the recompense or the punishment given to the person will be eternal and perpetual. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reason for perpetuity in hell in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.